Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I'm very excited about having our good buddy Gary Harbst back on the show. Gary is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Six Disciplines of Excellence. He is he's the leader of the Solomon, I should say, he spent 20 years as a leader of the Solomon Software Organization, and he's developed the Six Disciplines Strategy Program, which you and I've talked about, he's talked with us, I should say, over the years, and all the books he's written, Six Disciplines, Execution Revolution, and he's our good friend Gary Harbst. Welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, it's great to be back.
It's good to have you back, Gary. One of the things that I think we're in a very unique situation right now, Gary, in the marketplace. In my career, I've been through a lot of tough times. Gary, you're probably about my age. You've been through a lot of these same things. But I've never seen a time when the companies, when virtually every company that's still in business right now has actually figured out how to really operate pretty darn well, well enough to survive a pretty tough economic situation, and they've learned an awful lot about themselves. But what I'm concerned about is, as the economy expands, and it's going to expand, as it does that, are they prepared to take advantage of that through the proper growth plans? And you've got some thoughts on that, don't you?
Well, my thoughts actually kind of start with a question. I was reading some research. The research itself was probably several years old, but the findings of the research were that there's a set of things that if people would do, they would outperform organizations that don't do those things by more than double.
Mm-hmm.
And it caused me to ask, well, why don't people do these things? The research was referring to organizations that take a very holistic approach to managing the business, mm-hmm. and Malcolm Baldrige Award.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is an example of a framework that lays out probably more than 100 things that organized around six themes that if you practice these things, you will dramatically outperform organizations that don't.
But don't you think that without realizing it, that if you're still in business today, you have by default figured out how to do a lot of that from a retrenchment standpoint, from a survival standpoint, from a operating clean and mean, lean and mean kind of way? Don't you think that from that standpoint that a lot of companies have figured that out? Maybe not everything, but they've done a lot of that. In a way, Gary, that maybe 6 or 7 years ago when everything, or maybe 5 years ago when things were going so well, you know, people were pretty sloppy about their management. What do you think?
Well, I agree that hard times cause you to make better decisions in the sense of really getting focused and eliminating waste and those sorts of things. Well,
mm-hmm.
what I'm not convinced of is that that people, when you do that in a reaction to circumstances, do you really understand what you did, and will you mm-hmm. keep practicing it when you start growing?
So you're saying do this holistic approach is managing well with intention rather than managing well by default, by reaction.
Yeah, Stephen Covey calls it being proactive
yep.
instead of reactive.
Yep, he does.
And what I find curious about this is, well, it makes me think in life, whether it's personal or professional, there's a lot of things that we know we should do, but we don't do them. And I use fitness as an example when I'm speaking.
Now, you're starting to meddle a little now, Gary.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly the reaction I get, because I'll ask people, well, how many of you aren't fit because you don't know how?
You stopped preaching and started meddling now, Gary.
So, I have, as I studied organizations, I noticed this strange phenomenon of, yeah, I should do this, and yes, I should do this, but I don't want to or don't get around to doing it. And one of the things I noticed is that manufacturers have done a lot more of this than the service industry.
Mm-hmm.
And the U.S. economy is, what, about 65-70% service-based.
Yeah, it is. The world economy is a majority service. Now, hold on to that thought. Gary and Harps and I will be right back, folks. I'm going to get him to help us more with this holistic approach to management. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.